Hi, welcome back to Two Mics. This is Colonel Mike. Hey, we thank you for coming back. There's a lot of things you can listen out there, but we know you like our podcast. And we try to bring you the best guest and best conversation, especially in today's day. And today's day is getting closer and closer to whatever. So a big shout out of a thanks to all you listeners around the globe. Hey, June, we're coming up on 4 years, almost 400 shows, and we thank you. Don't forget to go to twomics.us, take a look at the sponsors. We always love having sponsors with us, especially Ira, the mentor on the bench, ourgoguy.com, and EMP Shield, made in Kansas, sold in Kansas. You heard me say it so many times. Great customer service. Just call, even if you don't buy nothing. Say, hey, I want to ask you a question. It's the greatest customer service. I'm telling you. Should be JD Power, 5-star, 6-star, whatever they have, 9-star. So don't forget, Ira, ourgoguy.com, and EMP Shield. And hi, Portugal. Hi, Switzerland. Hello, Chile. Saudi Arabia, MBS, you have not called us. We want the oil. So get in touch with us, please. Thank you very much. And to all you guys out in Southeast Asia, a good day. So thanks for coming back to the Two Mics. We appreciate it. We always appreciate comments. You know where to go, twomics.us. Give us an email. Give us the comments. And thanks for all the guests you recommend. We really appreciate that. Four, three, two, one. Hey, welcome back. You're on with Two Mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. Hey, before we get to today's guest, don't forget, go to Ira, the mensch from the bench. Click on the twomics.us, our gold guy, O-U-R, ourgoldguy.com. Ira's waiting to hear from you. You know what's happening with the banks. You know what's happening with all this stuff. Forget the crypto. Just go right to the metals. Hey, this is not like you buy a stock certificate. This is the real deal. Ira is out in the West Coast. He'll call you. Just fill out the form, give him the number and the email. He'll get right back to you. And don't forget our friends in Kansas, made in Kansas, sold in Kansas, EMP Shield, Andrew, Shady, Krista, and oh gosh, I forgot her name, but she was nice on the phone. Anyway, call them up. Great customer service, EMP Shield. It's approved by Putin, so you know it's good. So let's go right to it. On the screen, we have Miss Naomi Wolf back for the third time. You get a trifecta on the Two Mics, Naomi.
And we want to
thank
you
for coming back. Yeah, we want to thank you for coming back. You could talk about your event real quick last night. Thank you for inviting us. How'd it go?
It was fantastic. And if I was on the screen, you guys just caught me reapplying my lip gloss.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay. We're natural.
And I'm really happy. It's so nice to be talking to you both again. And indeed, last night was the book party for this historic publication, the War Room Daily Cloud Pfizer Documents Research Reports book, which we've self-published, and you can order it on Amazon or pre-order it on dailycloud.io. We've sold out 4 times before, wow. Yeah, within 48 hours each time. So we keep going back to press. And it was a really beautiful event because these volunteers, which I've described to you, we now have 3,500 medical and scientific experts who volunteered their time to save humanity, basically, and read through these very technical documents and issue these reports that explain to anyone, you know, what's in them, which is the greatest crime against humanity ever in our recorded history. Some of them were at the event last night, super heroic people who've lost everything just to tell the truth. And also the venues are really relevant, Mike's. Last night's event was at a house that was built in the Revolutionary era, and the Marquis de Lafayette stayed there, one of our friends who helped us fight the revolution successfully against Britain for freedom. And I'm here, I'll show you, in this group Airbnb. It's actually more affordable than a hotel for all these people, but it's a house that was also built in the Revolutionary period, but it's got a secret house built in the back in the time that there were slaves, and it's a site of the Underground Railroad, and there's a trapdoor behind me a couple of levels.
Wow.
Where enslaved people used to hide, and then they would they close off the front of the house, let the enslaved people come out and educate and feed them, and then put them back in this underground like cellar basically with two vents so they can breathe. Point being, people have fought for their freedom bitterly in our nation's history before, when everything looked stacked against them in the revolutionary period, at the, you know, Civil War effort to end slavery. And at that time, it all seemed, you know, overwhelming and impossible, but in each case we prevailed. So I guess I just bring that up because we're fighting the greatest battle.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we know the neighborhood well. Mike and I lived in McLean for like over 30 years. And we know where you are in Old Town. It's a gorgeous neighborhood, beautiful homes, beautiful structures. And it's a great place to eat. Lots of foodie places down there too, you know?
Yeah, we've been really excited about that.
Thank you for inviting us. So let's continue about the book. And everybody who knows, I mean, our guests know for sure who Naomi Wolf is, but she doesn't have to tell us who she is. So tell us a little bit more about this 3,500 people that volunteered.
Sure. So it's extraordinary. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, these documents were being released under court order, and they're incomprehensible to people without a specialized training. I certainly can't understand them. And they're also too voluminous for any, you know, there's tens and tens and tens of thousands of documents. So no one journalist would ever be able, or group of journalists could ever be able to tell people what's in them. But we put out a call actually at the prompting of Steve Bannon, which, you know, to whom I'm forever grateful, even though we come from opposite sides of the ideological spectrum. We've been, you know, he's been a fantastic kind of mentor to this project. Mm-hmm. And we put out the call for experts to help us, and 3,500 people eventually responded. And these are highly trained, highly credentialed volunteers, ranging from nurses and RNs and physicians to biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab scientists, research scientists, pathologists, cardiologists, anesthesiologists, radiologists, peer reviewers, pharmacists, FOIA experts. So they've all gathered in six groups, overseen by this incredible talent project director, now our COO, Amy Kelly, whom we honored last night, and six kind of leaders of each team. And they've been producing these reports, telling the world what's in these documents and documenting these absolute horrors. You know, this absolutely categorically intended, they knew, they designed it this way, attack intended to maim, sterilize, and kill, especially the people of North America and Western Europe, who are grossly overrepresented in the adverse events of this rollout. And that's why I've concluded that it's a bioweapon. It's made in an MOU with China, this mm-hmm. the Pfizer injections, and manufactured now by China. And the IP now belongs to China per an SEC filing in 2021. So I'll give you more detail about the shocking revelations that are in the Pfizer reports to back up my calm statement that this is a massive attack on humanity designed to reduce our numbers and to sterilize us and to disable those of us who are still alive, especially working age people and especially women. It's especially an attack on women. But that's what these volunteers working for no money, just for the good of humanity, have uncovered. And that's what we were celebrating last night.
Are they global, Naomi? Are these people global or just in America? Global, right? Yeah.
They are global, yeah.
Mm, that's fantastic. Mike?
Yeah, Naomi, just a housekeeping. I didn't catch the name of the book.
Oh, War Room, Daily Cloud, Pfizer Documents, Research Analysis Reports.
Okay.
So is this back ordered now, Naomi, or how does this work?
Get it on Amazon? You can get it immediately in a Kindle format on Amazon, you can get it in a PDF format on dailyclout.io. But if you want a physical book, which I can show you, you will be going to dailyclout.io and signing up on a waiting list. And we're going right back to press, so you should get it within 10 days or so.
That's fast. That's really fast. You can show us the book before we sign off.
Oh, I'd love to. I'll have to walk a little.
You can take a walk. Go ahead. It's okay. This is an open show. Go ahead. We like it.
It's an absolutely amazing place.
Yes. We've been in many of these places. We know it's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, I haven't. I'm much less sophisticated than you are. Yeah. So I'm kind of blown away.
And we were painting inside. we weren't living. We were just repairing.
No, we went to many I went to many functions, Mike, diplomatic functions in those places.
I'm going to show you. I just have to show you this because it's so extraordinary. Let me turn the light on.
All right. When she talks, go ahead.
Down there, Dr. Flowers, would you mind opening this? I think this is German.
Hey, gang, don't forget. There it is. You see it up there, Network Radio. You click over there and then you subscribe. Okay. When you subscribe, you'll get the email. The new show is out. Don't forget, when you go on the website on twomics.us, you click on the Apple there. For you Apple listeners on Apple Podcasts, it's right there on the website, twomics.us. Click right there. It'll take you right to Apple, and it'll take you right to Network Radio. It'll take you right to Rumble. Hey, if you like Rumble and you like the videos, and a lot of people do, that's great. You know what? Just click whatever it is that they like. I think it's an algorithm thing. You know, we went from 60,000 to 30,000 to 10,000. We're down to whatever. I don't know if we're being banned, shadow banned, ghost ridden, canceled, woke. I don't know what they're doing to us, but Rumble is not our best place to be anymore. So, you know, if you like the video, Network Radio's up fast. And then Freedom and everybody else gets in, Spotify, Pandora, you know, there's so many. Whatever you're listening to, fine, just click on it. But if you want to subscribe and get the newest and the latest and the greatest, you go to Network Radio, bam, and then you go to the website, click Apple. If you're on Apple Podcasts and you're around the globe, click Apple on the twomics.us. I think I said it right, twomics.us. Yeah, that's us, twomics.us. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can always email and comment. Don't forget to read the blog. We put up some things every couple of days, I guess, Dr. Mike and I. So again, enjoy the show.
Air vents for them, so they please. Can you see that?
Wow. Yeah,
They wanted liberty so much. And I think that's, as I was saying, thank you so much. As I was saying, I think that's very germane to this gathering and this group of patriots who have risked so much. And then here you're leaving. Sorry, these are photographer friends of ours. You're leaving the public part of the house. This part was built on separately. And here, this is the room. And now it has decorations kind of to honor the history. But this is the room where the slaves who are escaping, enslaved people who are escaping, were taught by the owners of the house and who were risking their own lives in order to educate them and help them be free. And here in this room, if you want, I have flowers. I have one of the volunteers who can decide for herself if she wants to be public on the Mike and Mike show. Yes, she will. This incredibly courageous pharmacist.
Thank you. Thank you.
They're the heroes.
Come on.
Are you sure? Okay, great. Yeah, wonderful. Sure. Well, these are the two mics. Let me hand the phone to Dr. Chris Flowers first, and he can tell you a little bit about himself and this effort. He's one of
Hi, Dr. Heroes. Chris. Welcome to Two Mics. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike and Mike. Hi, I'm a breast cancer specialist. I'm retired. Mm-hmm. How about that? Hey, that's better. You can see us now. So I'm retired, and I gave my last year and 3 months to looking through these Pfizer reports, and oh my goodness, you've seen the results. There's just so much to say. You know, we've found so many seriously bad things affecting the population from this vaccine that, you know, we could spend an hour on each of the different subsets of problems.
Can you
just
tell them about the damage to kids' hearts?
One of the first things I noticed was the issues of cardiomyopathy and myocarditis affecting children while they're adolescents, basically. And it turns out, looking at the dates, we worked out that the FDA and Pfizer knew back in March of 2021 that this was a serious problem, but they didn't do anything about it for months later. It was, and even though there'd been plenty of papers published in medical journals, they still kept on. Well, they didn't, nothing ever stopped them, that they just put it in there information sheets on the commercial version of the Pfizer vaccine called Comirnaty, which is not used in the United States. It's actually used in Europe and Australia, for example. But they actually admitted that myocarditis was a recognized side effect of the vaccine. Yeah. But they didn't really tell anybody in the rest of the population. They didn't publicize it. And this is part of the issues that we have with this vaccine, is that there's never been any informed consent. Mm-hmm. No one's told the population, because this is a population that's healthy and we're doing something to prevent an illness, you know, prevent the serious aspects of a possible illness. But what's happened is that they provide us with no information whatsoever. And the best thing, I think, to illustrate this is just remember any of the biologics adverts on TV when it's talking about how wonderful it is, you know, take Keytruda for this, that, and the other. And then there's 2 minutes of very far-speaking.
Exactly. Who would take it, sir?
You know, you may die from this, you may be paralyzed, et cetera, et cetera.
And then 3 years later, there's a lawyer number. Call this lawyer if you took this drug 3 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really, it is serious. And even to this day, there's nothing on this insert that comes with the vaccine. So regular doctors, we can criticize them all they want, but they don't actually have a physical piece of paper like you normally do in any medication. That's the instruction sheet. It actually says, it's printed on the sheet that comes with it, says this page is left intentionally blank.
Wow.
And that, so you know, where do we go to from here? There is no informed consent. There never been.
God bless you, and thank you for your great work, sir. That is very good.
Thank you so much. And I also just want to note that Dr. Flowers has broken many of the stories in addition to the myocarditis story, but one of the others that I found incredibly important too is that he broke the story at my request. He looked at what the lipid nanoparticles or what the injections do to nerves, the nervous system, because I have a nervous system issue. And that's one reason I didn't take the vaccine, is that I read the Moderna website and it said this gets into every cell in the body, and I know how fragile and delicate the nervous system is. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound smart. I think I'll just pass or wait. And he explained, Dr. Flowers explained when he looked into it at my request, that indeed the lipid nanoparticles degrade the myelin sheath of the nerve, which is where the electrical impulses are conducted. And as a consequence, I mean, you see, like, we haven't even gotten into the, you know, side effects that are in the Pfizer documents that, you know, Dr. Flowers just rightly pointed out are not disclosed when you go to the pharmacist for that injection. But massive scale neurological events like Guillain-Barré, epilepsy type symptoms, Bell's palsy, tremors, convulsions, peripheral neuropathy, all kinds of nerve damage. And people are having this not knowing why. And as Dr. Flowers and Dr. Chandler are pointing out, it really is looking like a war against women, because women are overrepresented, 3-1, you know, as he pointed out, 8-1 in the, you know, anaphylaxis reports, as targets, you know, or suffering. Like, there's something in this that causes women to be disabled and to die, working age women. And I haven't even gotten into the 360 degree attack on human reproduction. But before I do, I just want to introduce Erica Delf.
Please, thank you. Thank you, Naomi.
Incredibly courageous pharmacist from Virginia, and she's sacrificed everything to, you know, be true to her principles. Erica, please.
Hello, welcome to the two mics. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let us know what you want to talk about.
Okay. I was a pharmacist for 28 years in the state of Virginia. And for the last, for 14 of those, I worked at a level one trauma center, and loved my job. And unfortunately, when the vaccine mandate went in for first by the facility that I worked for, and then by the presidential executive order, I was forced to decide between taking the vaccine or losing my career. And because I was so concerned about what possible side effects the vaccine would leave me with, I chose to walk away from my career instead and have been
God bless you.
Thank without you. It since then. But I feel like I stayed true to my beliefs, and that's unfortunately what I've been left with. But I'll never regret not taking it. Let's put it.
You're a hero. Don't worry about it. It's great. You know, you saved yourself. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've met two of our heroes now. Do you want me to go into detail now about the
Before you get evicted out of the place, this beautiful place? Yes.
I just really want to. You have no idea. These are two out of 3,500 people who literally work around the world. And Dr. Flowers, one question the mics had for me was, it's international, right? So
correct, yes.
So you have people from where and where and where?
Yeah, we've got.
We're in about 11 countries, doctor. We rotate 11 countries around the globe: Europe, South America, Asia, Africa, Middle East. We're all over the place. So people will be watching this all around the globe.
That's wonderful, because the volunteers are from all over the world too. You know, we've got, for example, our data team, who spend several days analyzing each of the Pfizer data dumps, because we have to translate them into proper data that we can actually analyze. Mm-hmm. They're based in both North America, Canada, London, Paris, and Australia.
Wow.
So we cover the 24-hour time period, and the guys hand off one to another over a day, 24-hour day. That's how we get the work done very quickly.
It's amazing. And in just over a year, they've issued, what report are you at now?
We've just done 68, I think.
68 reports, and 48 of them are in the existing book, and will include all the rest of them. And you can see all the rest of them on dailycloud.io. So in the time I have left, I want to make sure to cover the reason I am convinced that this is an attack on human reproduction. Dr. Robert Chandler, another highly distinguished leader of our groups, who has treated a sports medicine physician, who's treated the Angels and the Lakers and other well-known team, he found that the lipid nanoparticles don't stay in the deltoid, which is what all the spokespeople said they would do. But in fact, within 48 hours, they travel all over the body and they accumulate in the brain, which is why you might have noticed changes in loved ones who are vaccinated, like personality changes, but also they accumulate in the liver, the adrenals, the spleen, the lymph. And if you're a woman, they accumulate in your ovaries. And he found that the first injection, some accumulate in your ovaries if you're a woman, second injection, more accumulate. And he found no way in which they leave the body. And to date now, we were just talking about this morning, the team has found no mechanism, right, for these materials leaving the body. So literally with every booster, you're packing more and more of these toxic materials into your organs, essentially.
Oh, it's so evil, so evil.
Right? And when people were finding that myocarditis was more likely with second injection, I wasn't even surprised, because there's an essay on my Substack called Facing the Beast, in which I found a study by Chinese scientists, or scientists in Hong Kong, overseen by China, as all science in Hong Kong and China is overseen by the Communist Party, in which the rats had some organ failure with first injection and multi-system organ failure with the second injection, and their hearts were enlarged so much there were visible white patches on their hearts. So I looked at this as a non-scientist and non-doctor, but as a political analyst, and thought, this is a bioweapon. They're showing,
yes, it is.
Party that, you know, silently with no fingerprints, the second injection will kill you or damage you, right? So I'm not at all surprised to find that the second injection is actually damaging young men categorically. But in the Pfizer documents, they define, so they're accumulating in your ovaries. So I got deplatformed in June of 2021 and globally smeared. And the White House was involved in the CDC, scarily, as it turns out, for noting that women were having menstrual disorders upon being injected. And this is the kind of reporting I've done for 35 years, and I was a media darling for doing this kind of reporting. Yes. Now I was the worst of the worst. And it turns out that, indeed, a year and a half later, The lipid nanoparticles are in women's ovaries. They're industrial fats covered with polyethylene glycol. And in the Pfizer documents, there's a chart that Dr. Chandler found that has 20 different scientific names for ruining women's menstrual cycles. And, wow. You know, two periods a month to no periods a month, meaning no baby, to bleeding every single day of the month, every day of your life, to 80-year-old women long past menopause, you know, bleeding upon injection, 10-year-old girls never menstruated, you know, menstruating upon injection, and agonizing menstrual cycles with horrible material, huge clots, hemorrhages, which women are reporting that have never happened before. And the people, the experts in this room are nodding. They have seen and they know what I'm talking about. So Pfizer, this is a Mengele type chart in my view. Yes. And as a woman, I'm more horrific. There are tens of thousands of subjects who are female in each category. And they just coldly women. We're ruining their lives. We're disabling them. We're rendering them infertile. We'll keep going. So that's just one example. Pfizer defines the exposure to the vaccine as including skin contact and inhalation. So shedding is real. And they also include sexual intercourse, especially at conception. So they knew and they warned vaccinated men in their study not to have intercourse with not to have intercourse with childbearing age women. And if they did, to use two reliable forms of contraception. So they knew that there was something in vaccinated men's semen that was damaging to conception. And in fact, we're now hearing reports of unvaccinated women having agonizing cramps when they're intimate with their vaccinated husbands.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Horrible. So moving along, the lipid nanoparticles traverse every membrane in the body. That includes the placenta, which is the most important membrane in the human species has in order to reproduce itself. So the lipid nanoparticles are getting into the fetal environment of pregnant women. All these pregnant women were told to get the vaccine. To this day, they're being told to get the vaccine while they're pregnant to protect their baby. Lipid nanoparticles enter the baby, the fetus. And in the case of baby boys, our Amy Kelly, our project director and COO, found this out. They degrade the testes, also a membrane, right? And they degrade the Sertoli cells and the Leydig cells, which are the factories of masculinity in later life, meaning these poor little baby boys aren't even vaccinated, but they're just born of vaccinated moms. And we don't know if they can turn into adult men. The Leydig and Sertoli cells regulate the hormones that turn boys at puberty and young adulthood into adult men with secondary sex characteristics, deep voices, you know, bodily hair, the ability to reproduce, right? The thing that
yes.
And male, you know, biologically, we don't know if the next generation will be able to reproduce itself in that way. They also are compromising the placenta. I now have four sources. And as a journalist, once you have four independent sources, something's proven, right? Mm-hmm. Two independent sources to confirm a fact if you're a journalist. Now I have four independent sources, Dr. Cole, Dr. James Thorpe, a fetal maternal medicine specialist, and two independent midwives in California who separately have confirmed that placentas now are compromised with networks of calcifications. And Ellen Jasmer, this midwife in Northern California, showed me pictures of placentas that are discolored silver gray instead of healthy placentas are red maroon. They're flat. They are compromised. They fall apart easily. You can't piece them together to make sure that, you know, the whole placenta is there, which is quite dangerous for the mom if you can't. They are covered with tiny white bumps of calcifications, which are blocking the microcirculatory system that feeds the baby and supports the baby. And
these guys are evil geniuses on how to kill the population. All right, we got Ira on the line with us. Two mics, Dr. Mike, Colonel Mike. You know who he is. He's the mensch from the bench, rgoldguy.com. O-U-R, rgoldguy.com. We got Ira up early in the morning because we know everybody's taking money out of banks. You guys are doing all kinds of stuff. You're asking us, what do we do about money? We're not financial guys. We don't give you any financial advice. We have one guy we go to. We don't give you $10,000 free gold. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. Buy the IRA, what do you call it? The IRA stock, the gold stock. We have IRA. That's our guy. He's been with us for 2 years. Great sponsor. If you were with us 2 years ago, I was going to tell you right now, if you were with us 2 years ago, how much you'd be up, and just give us some quick numbers, Ira. 2 years ago, our buyers, and you know we had a lot of buyers 2 years ago, our buyers made how much? How much of an increase in buying gold, let's say?
From 2 years ago, they're up maybe 15% during that time, like $250 an ounce of gold. So yeah, they're doing very well.
Well, thank you for coming back. I know it's early in the morning. Have a nice breakfast.
Evil geniuses. They're shrunken. They're in some cases 2 inches smaller in diameter than normal placenta. So these poor babies, there are a million missing babies now in northern, in Western Europe. And there's a 13 to 20% drop in live births in Western Europe and in North America. And in the Pfizer documents, there's a 78% miscarriage rate in a section of the Pfizer documents where they've actually followed the pregnant women to term. So catastrophic harms to babies and to moms. And now there's a 40% rise in maternal deaths. And as I said in my interview with Ellen Jasmer, this situation, the degradation of the placenta turns women's experience of childbirth in developed countries like ours back to a 19th century situation in which women can die in childbirth because because parts of the placenta are left in their bodies because they're hemorrhaging. It's so dangerous, both for the baby and for the mom now. And these babies are being born tiny, but they'll go home and then a day later, Ellen Jasmer says they're being rushed to the ER for respiratory distress. Dr. Thorpe is seeing genetic mutations and malformations in the babies that he's delivering of vaccinated moms. So we're now seeing what was predictable. If women are having horrible problems with their menstrual cycle, they will have horrible problems with their fertility. And Pfizer knew this, right? They knew it. The CDC knew it. And silenced me. The White House knew it. The FDA knew it and silenced everyone. Pfizer knew it and they just kept going. I just will add one more note in the minute we have left. It also poisons breast milk. That's why I say a 300 reproduction. Four of the women in the Pfizer documents who are vaccinated, their breast milk turned blue-green, and the babies of vaccinated moms who are nursing are having agitation and failure to thrive, and one poor baby went into convulsions and died after nursing has gone from 34% of new moms to 14%, no doubt because babies are being poisoned by this polyethylene glycol petroleum mm-hmm. now in vaccinated mom's breast milk. And who makes lab-grown breast milk? The same people who are invested in the vaccines, the tech bros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, same people who are making artificial wombs. So in the 10 seconds I have left, my conclusion is that this is a bioweapon, made in concert with China. Grossly disproportionately, Western Europe and North America are suffering in the adverse events. And also that it's a war against women as workers and as healthy members of society and especially as childbearing, people, women.
Naomi,
thank you so much.
You and your associates have been brilliant this morning and we appreciate it. One question I think that's going to come up for a lot of people, how close are we to retribution?
Well, that's a really tough question because, my experts here are shaking their heads. We're producing, it's like, look, mass murder, mass murder, mass murder, mass murder, mass disability, intentional mass disability. We have 250 volunteer lawyers and they categorically have found like 7 categories of crimes in what the experts have found, ranging from false advertising to RICO violations, to fraud, to human trafficking, battery, manslaughter. And we've sent 14 attorneys general letters to 14 states. I have a team under our wonderful lawyer, George Smith, who has a judge assigned to this case in Ohio. He's got 5 plaintiffs. So we're doing all we can, but respect actually, you guys are now the majority. Republicans are the majority. You know, where are the investigations? Where is the, you know, where are the prosecutions, right? Where is the passing legislation that would withdraw the PrEP Act, which leaves Pfizer with impunity? You can't sue Pfizer like we're trying to, but the PrEP Act was passed to protect all pharmaceutical companies from any liability for the harms that they cause. You know, the majority could reverse that tomorrow. So we're doing all we can. We're a tiny startup. You know, we run on donations and memberships. We need everybody's help who's listening.
Okay, Naomi, let's save this for the next. We'll bring you back and talk about the legal aspect. How's that?
Criminal. All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, because we know you got to run, but we want to talk about that next time. All right.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great trip. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye now.